You're listening to sa-news.com. 120 million rand cash stolen from ATMs and banks during ANC riots, financing more organized crime and corruption. More than 120 million rand in hard cash was looted from ATMs and banks during the recent ANC violence that swept through the parts of Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal in mid-July. This amount is much higher than the initial estimates and does not include the repair costs. At least 1,227 ATMs and 310 bank branches were vandalized and destroyed between 9 July and 17 July during a period of violent looting that left hundreds of shops in ruins, killing more than 300 people. This is according to the latest count by the South African Banking Risk Information Centre, SABRIC, which outlined the serious consequences of the unprecedented destruction of banking infrastructure. Not all notes are dyed, and millions of unmarked notes will be injected into the economy. This money is the proceeds of crime and is now available to fund more organized crime with which more officials can be corrupted to promote lawlessness, said SABRIC CEO Nishal Mewalal. SABRIC estimates that about 1.2 million rand of physical cash was looted from ATMs and safes in branches. The Banking Association of South Africa, BASA, initially estimated these cash losses to about 20 million rand. Of the 1,227 ATMs damaged during the ANC unrest, 257 were broken into by force and 36 were physically stolen from their premises. At least 82 safes in branches were stolen, according to SABRIC. Losses by the banking sector extend far beyond the physical cash. According to BASA, it cost about 387,000 rand to replace an ATM without installation costs. The replacement of 36 ATMs stolen from the premises alone will cost at least 13.8 million rand. Mewalal has encouraged businesses to be stricter with reporting on cash thresholds in terms of Section 28 of the Financial Intelligence Centre Act. This clause, which is intended to combat money laundering, requires that cash payments of 25,000 and more to be reported by the Financial Intelligence Centre. Visit sa-news.com for more news that challenges mainstream media.